Well, whether the coalition forces are after Gaddafi or not, you can make up your own mind. It's good to see that there's a cooperation between countries and the mission in order to protect the people of Libya. And you see all the pundits and all the ex-military, and now even Michael Moore has stepped his slimy hands into the story. The big picture is Muammar Gaddafi should have been removed from power a long time ago. Whether you believe in regime change or not, the big picture is that he is torturing and killing his own people. Remember Saddam Hussein? We'll take a look at Muammar Gaddafi. Similar, I'm sure. Oil, I'm not sure. Money, I'm not sure. But the big picture is that these regimes like Gaddafi's, like Saddam's, and like even that nutcase up in North Korea, it's time that democracy rule. If these people were running their countries well, if they had a good economy, if they had a good record as far as treating their people fine, who cares? I wouldn't be bothered at all by these types of missions. But whether or not the coalition is targeting Gaddafi or not, we'll find out in the next few days. I think they probably are. And those types like John Kerry and others who think that just because he was in Vietnam, he knows everything, and I certainly don't know everything, leave it up to the people that do know something, the generals and everyone that's involved in this mission, because Muammar Gaddafi has got to go. That's it, plain and simple. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.